James R. Ness was born as James Orr Ness on May 26, 1923, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He is an actor best known for portraying Marshal Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke for 20 years. R. Ness has the distinction of having played the role of Marshal Matt Dillon in five separate decades, 1955 to 1975 in the weekly series, then in the decade of the 1980s in 1987's Return to Dodge, and four more made-for-TV Gunsmoke movies in the 1990s. R. Ness's parents were Rolf Serkler R. Ness and Ruth Duesler, descendants of German and Norwegian immigrants. R. Ness is the older brother of actor Peter Graves. He was the tallest actor ever to play a lead role, standing 6'7". Military service in World War II. R. Ness served in the United States Army during World War II with the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division and was severely wounded during Operation Shingle, leading to a lifelong slight limp. A rifleman in 2nd Platoon Company E, 2nd Battalion, 7th Infantry, on January 25, 1944, he received his baptism of fire when he was almost killed by enemy 20mm flak wagon fire during a night patrol behind enemy lines. A few days later, R. Ness was involved in a sustained firefight with enemy machine gunners occupying a farmhouse. Ultimately, the enemy brought mortar fire down on R. Ness and his squad, which were lying low in a shallow drainage ditch filled with water. One mortar round hit within a few feet of R. Ness, killing the infantryman to his left. Heavy artillery then pinned down 2nd Platoon until nightfall. Using darkness to mask their escape, the platoon quietly and quickly made their way back to their lines. Later, his squad engaged an enemy machine gun in a farmhouse. Upon entering the house, R. Ness and two other riflemen crept up the steps and threw grenades into the room with the machine gun. Once the grenades exploded, R. Ness and the others rushed in the room and sprayed the enemy with rifle fire, killing the three-man gun crew. On the night of February 1, 1944, 2nd Platoon, with R. Ness, was assigned to reconnoiter a sector between the lines. There was no moon. The platoon spread out to minimize casualties and advanced slowly, under direct orders not to speak or make a sound. Due to his night combat experience and a sixth sense, R. Ness was the point man for his squad. Moving as silently as possible, approximately 40 to 50 feet ahead of his squad, R. Ness would later say that it was so dark that he could not see his feet or where he was stepping. After walking approximately 20 minutes, there was no contact, and except for the night sounds, the air was quiet. R. Ness moved through a small vineyard. Suddenly, he heard voices just 50 feet ahead. Seconds later, R. Ness heard a guttural scream, and an enemy machine gun fired, hitting R. Ness in the right leg with a machine gun bullet, or bullets. Despite the excruciating pain, he later said the bones in his lower right leg had been shot all to hell, he was able to leap over a row of vines and out of the line of fire. Now intense enemy fire was directed at him from both sides. Then an enemy potato masher concussion grenade went off near him, the explosion literally lifting R. Ness off the ground. R. Ness hugged the earth as enemy machine gun fire racked around him just 18 inches above the ground. After an intense firefight, the enemy was eventually beaten back or eliminated by the rest of 2nd Platoon. While lying in the vineyard, R. Ness felt he was going into shock. In a semi-conscious state, he heard voices, realizing it was soldiers from his own platoon checking on the wounded and dead. The point man next to R. Ness had been killed, as well as several others. Finally, a medic found R. Ness and asked if he had been hit. R. Ness responded, "In the leg," and realized he could not move. The medic said the leg bones had been severely splintered. Treating the wound with sulfur powder, the medic administered a shot of morphine directly into R. Ness's stomach. The medic then declared the wound a ZI, or Zone of Interior Wound, a.k.a. a million-dollar wound, which meant an eventual ticket stateside. On January 29, 1945, having received numerous surgeries, R. Ness received an honorable discharge. Still, his wounds would affect him for the rest of his life. In later years, R. Ness has suffered from acute leg pain, which prevented him from mounting a horse, and has undergone a series of operations to remove bullet fragments that had infused into the bone. After the war, James R. Ness entered Beloit College, where he was initiated into Beta Theta Pi with his original surname. According to his 2001 autobiography, James R. Ness, an autobiography, he landed on Anzio Beach on January 21, 1944, while serving as a rifleman with 2nd Platoon E Company, 2nd Battalion, 7th Regiment of the 3rd Infantry Division. Due to his height, 6 foot 7 inches, acting as a depth finder, he was first ordered off his landing craft to determine the depth of the water. It came up to his waist. Military awards. His military awards and medals include the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, the European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal with 3 Bronze Campaign Stars, the World War II Victory Medal, and the Combat Infantryman Badge. Acting career. Though primarily identified with Westerns, he is also remembered for appearing in 2 science fiction films, The Thing from Another World and Them. He was a close personal friend of John Wayne and co-starred with him in Big Jim McClane, Hondo, Island in the Sky, and The Sea Chase. Wayne said that when he imagined Marshall Dillon, he saw R. Ness. Wayne even did a television spot introducing R. Ness in the role. After Gunsmoke ended, R. Ness performed primarily in Western-themed movies and television series, including How the West Was Won, and 5 made-for-television Gunsmoke reunion movies between 1987 and 1994. A notable exception was a brief turn as a big city police officer in the short-lived 1981 series McLean's Law. R. Ness did the narration for Harry Carey Jr.'s western Comanche Stallion, which was directed by Clyde Lucas. For his contribution to the television industry, James R. Ness has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 1751 Vine Street. In 1981, he was inducted into the Western Performers Hall of Fame at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. In 2006, R. Ness was inducted into the Santa Clarita Walk of Western Stars and gave a related television interview. Materials excerpted from Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Alicia Williams, your announcer.